When Michael Brown, who was a black 18-year-old guy, was fatally shot by a white police officer in Ferguson, Missouri last August, one of the most immediate responses came in the form of a protest chant and a hashtag on social media, "Hands up, don't shoot." It was a rallying cry that inspired demonstrations across the country, even overseas. But there's been ongoing debate about the accuracy of that phrase. NPR's Cheryl Corley reports.
Don't shoot! Don't shoot!
It's not exactly certain how the protest chant, "Hands up, don't shoot," got started, although Tory Russell says he has a good idea. Russell is the co-founder of Hands Up United, the activist group which formed after Michael Brown's death.
So it came after Dorian Johnson, the guy that was with Mike Brown and others, said that Mike Brown had his hands up.
And Russell says as residents gathered where Brown's body lay for hours in the street, a local activist, Brother Anthony Shahid, was on the scene. Russell recalls as more police gathered with dogs and weapons, Shahid said, "My hands are up, don't shoot me." And he and others began to chant.
So it's very organic, but it comes actually out of the story of the life and the death of Mike Brown Jr.
And that idea of Michael Brown being shot while his hands were raised in surrender would spread like wildfire on social media, and that chant would become common at rallies like this one held last August near the courthouse in Clayton, Missouri. That's where civil rights activist Al Sharpton spoke to demonstrators.
"And if you're angry, throw your arms up. If you want justice, throw your arms up. If you want answers, throw your arms up. Because that's the sign Michael was using."
For folks that want to cling to this "hands up, don't shoot" myth, is just silly.
That's Jeff Rorda, a spokesman for the St. Louis Police Officers Association. Rorda says he knows that a grand jury investigation, which concluded that Officer Darren Wilson would not be charged, included different sets of eyewitness accounts of the encounter between Wilson and Michael Brown.
But the one set of accounts, including Darren's version of what happened out there, completely squares up with the physical evidence, with the ballistic evidence, with the forensic evidence, with the autopsy, and the other version just doesn't.
Following an investigation, the Justice Department issued a scathing report about police practices and the court system in Ferguson, but it also cleared Darren Wilson of any civil rights violations in Brown's shooting death. And then Attorney General Eric Holder threw cold water on the hands-up scenario.
"It remains not only valid, but essential to question how such a strong alternative version of events was able to take hold so swiftly and to be accepted so readily."
Montega Simmons, the head of the Organization for Black Struggle, a longtime activist group in St. Louis, says there's a reason why the "hands up" chant continued to resonate.
"I think it keyed into something that everybody's been feeling for a very long time. I remember after Trayvon and after the verdict, like, people just felt helpless. And let alone after that, we're talking about Tamir Rice, another child. Like, you can't even be innocent and not find your way into being executed."
Ferguson Mayor James Knowles says people are stuck in their positions about the hands up issue and the focus needs to be elsewhere.
"At the end of the day, we want to make sure that our police officers and our community are safe, that our police officers engage the community in a way that's productive and respectful, that we can avoid incidents like that happened, if at all possible."
But Jeff Rorda with the police union says a widespread acceptance of the "hands up, don't shoot" narrative by some has caused problems.
"Suddenly we have kids that are emboldened and more than ever are non-compliant with the police and are turning violence against the police. And that just means we're going to have more Michael Browns, not fewer. And that is the real tragedy here. Let "hands up, don't shoot" mean something positive. Let it mean, hey, obey cops, comply with traffic stops."
Activist Montega Simmons has a much different take.
"Just because I'm black and male and you may have thoughts that I am criminal, I am threat, doesn't make it so. And it doesn't give you an excuse to kill or injure me." So I think the slogan's still valid.
And a chant that many say will continue to be used at protests and on social media as a unifying force.
Don't shoot.
Cheryl Corley, NPR News.